see and staring blankly, your nails tapping on the dry cell. I'm imagining their weapons breaking the glass, letting the fate capitulate. From this side, I will always understand the way that you protect him. I will always understand the way that.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. With thee being the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for this sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it live.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
We are live. Whoa, man. Oh, my God. All right. So both of us are out of sorts here this morning. We're very tired over here.
Yes, we are.
But does that stop Heavy Metal Monday?
No.
That's right. It does not stop it. What stoppage DJ Nos for Mark do? Yeah, I'm not even singing my catchphrase correctly. What's in your pocket? This is episode 95, which is crazy. We got an exciting week here. Todd's back with us for Heavy Metal Monday. I think this is the fourth one.
Yeah.
This is the fourth one we've
just
done.
Just like that.
Which is pretty awesome. Tomorrow is Jeff Doyle. You know Jeff Doyle?
No.
He's awesome. Jeff Doyle runs Foothills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Nice.
He was in a metal band when he went to school here, too.
Well, then he's totally cool with me.
Yeah, Severin. That was the name of
Severin.
You know, I'm sure it had one of those spiky...
Unreadable
fonts. Yeah, Jeff Doyle, Severin. And then Wednesday, Nate McGonigal is going to be here. He's awesome. Nate is a bartender at Wise Guys. He also runs the sound at the Black Oak Tavern.
Okay.
Thursday is probably going to be Gav, my buddy Gav Vitale, coming back on. Gav's been a regular guest like you. Gav's awesome. He used to have a radio show here, and we just, last time we talked about He was on last week. We talked about our favorite basketball players, and he spun some jungle music, which was awesome. And I think this week we might talk about our favorite baseball players. He's an old A's fan. I'm a Reds fan. So
all right,
we'll see what's going on with that. And then Friday, I don't know. We have a special 100th show coming up after that with an amazing guest, Allison Collins, who is an amazing poet. She was my first interview on this. So she's coming back again, going to read some poetry.
Nice.
One of my favorite people in the world. Okay, so anyways, we are back with Metal Mondays here. And I'm going to start it off with one song. And then I'm going to let Todd take over because I got like, you know, I don't know, negative 7 hours of sleep. So I forgot and I was running out the door. So what am I going to look for if I'm metal, right? I'm going to just pull out some, I'm an old schooler, so I'm going to pull out some old school Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is the last good Sabbath album.
With Ozzy.
With Ozzy. Oh, you like the Dio stuff?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I mean, I love those. I don't really think that stuff is Sabbath. I just think it's called
that's Dio so Sabbath. It's totally Sabbath.
I just call it Heaven and Hell because that's what they called it. Yeah, I mean, it is Sabbath. I mean, I like Heaven and Hell better than Mob Rules. Some people are the...
I don't know. Mob Rules is what made me want to play guitar.
Oh, really?
That wah sound on Turn Up the Night.
Okay.
I was like, however... You make that noise, I must do that.
Yeah, right. I
mean, that album is awesome. Not that Heaven and Hell isn't also awesome, but, you know, I'm a Mob Rules fan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're like one of three people that I know that's...
Oh, come on.
It's awesome.
You know.
Dio's awesome, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Dio's amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You probably will hate me for this, but I didn't like Black Sabbath.
Jerk.
Until Dio joined.
What?
Until
What is going on? What has happened to heavy metal?
And then I was like, okay, now I regret, you know, I followed the path back into the Aussie stuff. Yeah, but I didn't like it. I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now we're talking about Paranoid, Iron Man, earlier stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was fun. I liked the later stuff with Aussie, where they got more...
Sure.
Art Rocky, I guess.
I think my favorite of those, it used to be Master Reality.
Yeah.
For a long time. That was the album I loved of theirs. And I've changed it recently to Volume 4.
Okay.
Volume 4 is my favorite Ozzy Sabbath album. I call the real Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
Fluff.
Yep.
Zabrakadabra.
Spiral Architect.
National Acrobat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
There's some great tunes on that.
Yeah.
Is Killing Yourself to Live on there? You're killing yourself to live.
In my mind it is. I'm not sure if
it is. Yeah, it's either that or it's on Vine. Yeah, exactly. In my mind it is. It's like this middle period Sabbath albums.
Love those.
And then the last two Sabbath albums with Ozzy were kind of not good.
Yeah.
Never Say Die in Technical Ecstasy. We were just talking about the album cover for Technical Ecstasy is awesome. I think it's better than the actual album. Never Say Die, I just don't even...
I think that's a good song. I like that tune.
Yeah, this is a good song. It's fun. The song's fine. What are we doing? We're playing music.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're supposed to be playing music. Well, I look at Bill Ward in his red tights. I'll post a picture of this on the social media so you can all can look at it with me in front of the mirror there, which they probably did a lot of things on.
No.
I don't even know what they're doing at this point. This is like 1975, 76.
They needed a mirror that big.
They needed them. Oh, they did. At that point, they did. Okay. Anyways, here's Hole in the Sky, which I absolutely love this song. This is a banger, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that was awesome. Hole in the Sky.
Yeah.
So good. That's like a banging open. I like the way the album is like, you can kind of like hear stuff underneath it. Like they're going live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it also just comes in with like a bang. I love it. So this album's awesome. I this was like a big one for me. Megalomania. Awesome. Okay. So that was my contribution to Heavy Metal Monday. I have no more contributions, but Todd always comes through here with this. So we're going to start with
Iron Maiden.
We love Maiden. And this is for most of you out there, casual listeners of the Iron Maiden, they would say, oh, look at that operatic Bruce guy.
Yeah.
Waving the flag around and doing his thing, you know.
Becostumed.
Yeah, which is amazing, right? And they're still touring. He and Bruce still sounds good and so forth. But, you know, for those of you who don't know, Bruce was not the original singer of The Maiden.
He was not.
There was a couple albums beforehand. And the original singer was?
Paul Di'Anno.
Yes, and I believe he just passed away. Did he just pass
away? Did he pass away?
Maybe not.
I think so. Or he was sick. There was a story about Maiden came through to like help him with his medical bills because you know they're a family, which is kind of a cool thing, you know.
No, I think it's still cool that they you know, I don't
them out.
Did he do anything after?
He had some solo stuff.
Okay, this is what Wikipedia is for.
Yeah, I'm sure he put out a solo album, Paul Di'Anno's Killers or something like that.
So he was on the first album, Iron Maiden.
And then he was on Killers.
And then he was on Killers.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
He's also on this one, which is called Iron Maiden Live Plus One.
That's right.
And so also, this is from 1980, which means there's also no Adrian Smith, has not joined the band yet.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
No, so this is like the bar version of Iron Maiden, which I think is cool.
It's the bar version. They're playing
a little club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In England somewhere, probably, right? Or is this Japan? No, there's just a Japanese import. But
this was recorded at the Marquee Club in England.
In England. Okay, this is super cool. And we're going to listen to...
Well, we're actually not going to listen to any of the live stuff. We're going to listen to the studio track that they put on as a bonus, which is called Women in Uniform.
Sweet. Was this on one of the first two albums?
No, this is only available on this and then on, like, the B-side stuff. This is the only album they put it out on, as far as I know.
Yeah, Tom's got this super, super rare thing that's worth like $47,000, or probably more like
$100,000.
Maybe. Which is super cool because we love this kind of stuff here. Okay, we're going to listen. Women in Uniform, Iron Maiden 1980, minus some of the people you may know, but plus some awesome other things going on here. Here we go. I don't know this song, so I'm looking forward to this.
It's a treat.
It's a treat for everybody. Every Monday, everybody. There's birds singing and Iron Maiden rolling. Here we go.
Let's have some fun.
Man, I'm all out of whack this morning. Okay, there we go. We're set now. That was awesome.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not what I was expecting.
No, I mean...
It was kind of straight up rock and roll, but it also makes sense for the timeline of what was kind of going on.
Yeah.
With the Maiden at that point. So 1980, so what was, I guess, Killers had come out. Yeah, right? It must have been. That's the cover. That looks like the... So that Eddie looks like the Eddie from the first album.
That's the Eddie from Iron Maiden.
That's right.
This is probably between Iron Maiden and Killers, this came out.
That's right. It's like the first version of the Eddie. So it was really funny. I have a very funny... did I tell you the symphony story with Eddie?
No.
Oh, this is pretty funny. So, and then we'll talk about Paul, and then we're going to listen to something else, which is awesome. But anyways, when I was in college, my senior year, I went on a tour with the Wind Ensemble. And I played trombone, and we all were assigned rooms, right? So it was me and my buddy El Jefe. Of course, El Jefe was in there. He played percussion, and Peter Conman Conway.
Nice.
Oh, he was a player, man. He was a player and a player. He was a trumpet player. He looked kind of like Miles Davis, but he was, yeah, Conman Conway. And then Benjamin Summer, and he was a percussion. He was amazing. This dude was just a crazy dude. But anyways, we were touring in a bus around New England,
yeah,
with the Wind Ensemble, with the college Wind Ensemble, right? And we had these really weird gigs. Like, it would be like at a church at 9 in the morning, or like at a, you know, some kind of high-end private high school or something at like 6 in the morning. Something something that, you know, whatever, college students shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And of course, at nighttime, we were all 21, so like most
doing what college kids do.
That's right. And then waking up super hungover and like having to play like Bach and like in a church, like playing trombone super hungover at 7 in the morning is not fun.
No.
But we did it, you know, because we were in college. And you could also recover a lot easier back then.
Sure.
You remember college days. Anyways, there's one night, Ben was a composer and a great composer and a great classical guitar player as well. And he loved Iron Maiden.
Who doesn't?
That's right. Who doesn't? Anybody that doesn't, you should turn off your radio right now. Who doesn't love him? But he had gotten a little inebriated, let's say, right, whatever. And he was in the corner of the room we were staying in, right? Like, we're all, like, in a hotel room, whatever. And we're like, what are you doing over there? And he's like, composing the next symphony. And I was like, you're composing a symphony on the Wind Ensemble tour, like, you know, everybody's, you know, whatever. And he's like, what's it called? He's like, Iron Maiden. And I was like, great. I was like, what's the name of the first movement? And he goes, Eddie. And I was like, great. And I go, what's the name of the second movement? And he goes, Eddie. All four movements were named Eddie. That was just super funny.
That's awesome.
I just remember that, like, him yelling it in the corner and then not talking about it. Every once in a while, it would be like, Ben, what's up? And he would just go, Eddie. So there's my Iron Maiden. And I was like somewhat great. Of, you know, I grew up on Iron Maiden just from my cousins were a couple. My cousins were like seven or eight years older than me.
Yeah.
Right. So when we, you know, 1980, 82, 83 rolls around, right, they would bring albums over to the house because we would always, they would come over for all major holidays.
Yeah.
And they would always bring albums. So I remember them one year bringing, like, Highway to Hell and, like, Number of the Beast.
Yeah.
And Screaming for Vengeance and, you know, and I just remember, like, as a kid being, like, 7 years old, like, staring at the album covers.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the Iron Maiden ones were always the coolest.
Oh, yeah. You know, Number of the Beast.
Bad Killers are awesome. Those album covers are awesome. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, man, this is amazing. And I just remember my mom being like, what is up with that album cover?
I know.
The Scorpions blackout.
What are you listening to?
Yeah, what are you listening to? It's so bad for you. You know, anyways, so there's my stupid Iron Maiden story from college.
That's funny.
Which is super funny. All right, so we have a band that I don't know. Which there's a lot of things I don't know. I've found out this right now in my life.
you know, this band is called Voivod.
Voivod. V-O-I-V-O-D. One Voivod. Word. Voivod.
No idea where that comes from, but they were around in the 90s. Actually, I don't know how far back they go, but this album is from 93. And I just noticed the AR direction credit goes to one Bruce Dickinson.
Amazing.
So,
okay, no way. So it's also Geffen release. So I should probably know this. It's interesting looking at Voivod. VOD reminds me, it looks like kind of robot. It looks like there's some kind of like robotic things on here.
Yeah, there's some robot stuff in there.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But it's almost got like Voivod also has this kind of like Batman comic book kind of logo.
Yes.
It looks like it's like bam, you know, or something like that.
Exactly.
From whatever. Okay, so we're going to listen to this song from 1993, Voivod, Fix My Heart, which seems like a very nice title.
Yes.
Or a sentimental title for something that I'm guessing is heavy.
I hope so.
I don't know.
It's Heavy Metal Monday. It better be heavy.
It's Heavy Metal Monday. Well, it could be like, you know, if I'd come on and play Changes by Sabbath, I could have I could have pulled one of those things. But I did not. Here we go. Okay, so we're going to listen. I'm super excited to hear this. Voivod, everybody, welcome to Heavy Metal Monday. It's 8:25. I hope everybody got some extra happiness from the birds chirping and not from the lack of 1 hour of sleep that we were all robbed of.
Robbed.
Robbed, I tell you. Robbed. Okay, here we go.
I'm not afraid to live.
Yeah. I was just saying classic fade out on that. The old fade out. Yeah, that was cool. So that was, you know, we were just kind of talking about, I don't like comparing things to other things, but sometimes I have to.
You do.
Yeah, I do. I think we all do.
Well, you especially.
I do. I compare things to other things.
Yeah.
Because I hear the influence of other people, right?
That's right.
So, and then what my influences are as well. So I was saying that the vocals sound a little bit like Mustaine.
Yeah, agreed. A little bit like Mustaine.
A little bit. Just the delivery.
Yeah.
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 I think his voice is better. Than Mustaine's. I'm not a huge Mustaine voice guy. We were talking about this on the break.
He doesn't have the... Whatever.
Yeah, it's like...
What am I going to say? Like, the guy sold a billion albums. Like, he doesn't have a very good voice, but, you know.
Oh, no, he's got a great voice. And it's like Geddy Lee to me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Geddy... Like, his voice is great. Closer to the heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like...
I mean, Geddy Lee, yeah.
Yeah, and Mustaine, the same thing, you know, like, there are certain times, like, Sweating Bullets, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's effective.
Hangar 18, it's great.
Yeah.
It's completely effective for what he's doing.
Exactly.
I've seen, we were talking about if we've seen Megadeth before, both of us have seen Megadeth live, and Megadeth is awesome live.
Yeah.
And I really would go see them on this last final hurrah, whatever they always say, all these bands do it. Although I don't think Mustaine's goofing around anymore. I think Mustaine's done.
He's
pretty straight up dude.
Didn't he, like, play, like, write a song for the last album? It's called, like, The Last Note or something.
Yeah, I haven't heard the album. I almost
bought
it.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good?
Yeah.
Who's the guitar player on this one? Do you remember?
No, I don't. It's not Kiko. I know that.
Kiko left.
Yeah. It's whoever came in after him, I think.
And it's good.
It's good.
Like, they're good, yeah. You know. So it would have been awesome to have Marty back for one tour or something.
Like, yeah. That would have been cool.
It would have been awesome, but, you know, whatever. Either way,
But we didn't listen to Megadeth. We listened to Voivod.
Yeah, Voivod was really cool. So I haven't heard them, and I'm a fan. I'll have to go back and do some kind of it. How many albums do you think they had? Do they have a bunch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, this is, I feel ashamed. I should know about this.
Dude, we played Saxon last time, right? Remember Saxon?
Yeah.
And I was looking on, I was listening to some of their music online the other day, and YouTube will tell you, like, which album it is of theirs. And they said, this is the 24th album from Saxon. 24th album?
Hey, man, what's
they're
going
just
on?
Re-recording the songs from album one, right? No one at this point. I don't know how anybody can honestly come up with 24 albums worth of material.
Yeah, I mean, Zappa did it, but he was like a...
He was different.
He was different. Yeah. And also, you know, it's funny.
He also wasn't putting out the same kind of music every album.
No, he was doing so it makes it a little easier probably, you know, but if you're putting the same kind of, you know, it's funny though, speaking of that, because, you know, once again, I collect vinyl and I have a ton of stuff. So recently, ever since last Christmas, for the Christmas parade, the Mopar Cans played on the bed of a truck.
Oh, yeah.
And we played some of the Ventures Christmas songs.
Nice.
Right, which was super fun. And then because of that, I was like, oh, you know, whenever you go shopping for record, there's always a Ventures album kicking out there. There's like a ton of them, you know? And I was like, oh man, how many are there? There's like 60 something studio albums.
Wow.
Like 50 compilations and a crap ton of live. There's like over 100 albums.
Wow.
By the Ventures.
Dang.
And if you choose any of them and put them on, that's what it sounds like. Like, it doesn't matter. It could just be one continuous album.
They weren't pushing the envelope much on album number 59.
No, but I mean, but it's super cool because it's like, oh, here, this one has, like, the Batman theme. Or this one is, like, the last one I got was, I played it, part of it last week was Swamp Rock. So it was like a bunch of, like, Creedence, like, covers.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was totally, it was totally cool. They did, like, you know, but it's just funny that you say, like, oh, hey, man, this band's got, like, 68. You know, and Willie Nelson has, like, 100 albums. And they all kind of sound, that's Willie.
Yeah, you know, it's Willie.
But, you know, this, I think playing this kind of stuff is a little bit more intricate than either of those two things I just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot more parts, moving parts going on.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, oh, here's, like,
a strummy guitar part.
Well, here's the Roman numeral analysis. And just kind of play over it. Right. Which is what Willie would do. Natural number system crap, you know. Like,
right.
Which is awesome. But he would just bring that into the studio and be like, angels flying too close to the ground. anyway.
Funny.
funny and true. But that band was awesome. I'm always learning new things. I'm learning something new here as well. Todd brought this, and he also has a matching hat, which yes. I'll take a picture of and once again put it up so everybody can see it.
Yes.
Zoen.
Well, I don't know. I pronounce Zoen. It Zoen.
Zoen. S-O-E-N.
Yep.
And there looks like there's little lines underneath the O and above the E.
That
now, whether
doesn't
or not
nothing.
That's aesthetics or... No,
total aesthetics. From, I can confirm that. I got to meet them
at, oh, you did?
At a show where I bought the hat. And I asked, what's with the... And they're like, these guys are great. So they're from the last 10 years, 15 years or so.
Okay.
The only thing I can really say about them, the drummer used to play in Opeth. Do you know Opeth?
Oh, yeah.
He left Opeth to start Sowin. And he is the songwriter. And
The drummer,
I know.
Martin Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm looking right here at who's in this band.
Yeah. He's amazing. Which I didn't know when I met them. And I was talking about how great their music. And he's like, oh, thank you. I write it all. And I was like, what? You're the drummer. And he's like, I write the lyrics. I write the songs.
There's some great names here. So just before we go and play it, can I just say some of these names?
Of the band members?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some great names here. Yeah. Okay. On vocals, we got Joel Ekloff with a umlaut over the O. I'll talk about umlauts in a minute because it's, you know, Ekloff. It's either Ekloff, E-K-E-L-O, with the umlaut F.
Ekloff.
Ekloff. Right? Martin Lopez, the drummer, right? That's a straight-up kind of name. Then Lars Ahlund.
He's awesome.
And it looks like there's something above the A there. Like a circle or something. I can't tell. Stefan Stenberg. That's Stefan Stenberg, please, front and center.
He's the guitar player, right?
He's a bass player.
Oh, he's great, too.
He's the bass player.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the craziest name of them all, Cody Ford.
Cody Ford.
Cody Ford on lead guitar.
Very cool guy.
Very cool. And where did you meet? Where was the show?
It was at the Gramercy down in New York City.
Oh, yeah. It's a great venue.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they're playing there next month. I'm going to go down and see them again.
Cool.
They're playing with a band called Persephone and another band I brought an album of here today, Dark Tranquility.
Okay. Persephone I've heard of.
Yeah.
So this is another one I have.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is cool. If you want to book them, it's SABIN @IBDBooking.DE.
Black Oak. Hint, hint.
The Black Oak, you know, I know the $300 you're going to pay is fine, but, you know, it's they might want $500.
Maybe, you know, and a pint.
I love the Black Oak. You're the best. And they do pay. Black Oak always pays, which is always great. Jim Seymour, you're the best. My favorite of all time. Anyways, let's try to get these guys in here. Sowin. And we're going to listen to...
Martyrs.
Yeah, it seems appropriate for a metal song.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm intrigued.
You'll like it.
I'll like it. I'm sure I will. Let's see. Okay, that does end abruptly.
Yes, it does.
It just stops. That was really cool. So that was very clean.
Yeah.
I call it clean.
Clean metal.
It's like good living. It's like eating celery. Eating celery.
Those guys are, I don't know, awesome. I think everybody's a great musician. I don't know if you were listening to that, like the drum parts there at the end are just.
Oh, yeah.
It was killer.
And the drummer wrote everything.
The drummer writes everything.
That's the crazy part, right?
You get all the. Yeah. So the music's real syncopated, rhythmic stuff. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Totally enjoyable.
Sewin,
right? We were just saying, I was saying it's like throw on from the train. Sewin. When she hits Billy.
It could be.
With a frying pan. I can't remember. That movie was based on Strangers from the Train. Strangers on a Train by Alfred Hitchcock. It's a remake of a Hitchcock movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is super cool. if anybody hasn't seen either of those, Strangers on a Train is amazing. Alfred Hitchcock did a cameo.
He always does, right?
And he's carrying an upright bass onto a train. In there, it's like you know, in a case, but that's about like you know, hiring somebody to kill somebody, and then they whatever. But it's the same with Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito, and then the lady from the Goonies. That's who plays the mom.
Man, that's way back.
Yeah, no, it's just a super funny movie. But if anybody, useless trivia here with the pocket. It's a remake of it, basically. Okay, so I'm going to kind of move on because we're blabbing a lot, which is awesome. But we're going to listen to a band called Dark Tranquility.
Yeah.
Which I, once again, don't know. And then there's this title, which we don't know. Well, we do kind of know. It's either
Atoma.
It's either Atoma or Atoma.
I'm guessing it's Atoma. Atoma just sounds Atoma. Like Atoma. An American trying to pronounce some other language. Atoma.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody trying to wrongly pronounce how we clean our behinds with water. Right? Atoma. You got to have an Atoma. I'm going to go with Atoma, which seems like some other kind of like cancerous thing or something like that. I'm going to go with that.
That sounds a lot more metal.
That's more well, it depends what kind of metal we're talking about.
Oh, man.
It could be both. Who knows? Anyways, we're going to listen to that track as well.
All right.
And when I play it, hopefully it's the right one. You'll let me know if it isn't.
I will.
It's always hard to see. One cool thing about all the albums Todd brings in, most of them are weird colored vinyl. And sometimes the colored vinyl, you can't tell where the lines are or see anything. They're just, it's super cool, though. I love that people are using colored vinyl these days. Okay.
You buy a black vinyl album, and that's like the special thing these days.
I know. It's like, oh, man, I'm just going to buy the normal one, right? The normal black one. Okay, here we go. Atoma. I'm going to cut. Atoma.
Atoma. We'll be right back.
Well, I guess for the rest of our lives.
The rest of them.
All the lives we have left.
So they don't say the, they don't use the title of the song anywhere in it. So we have no idea.
We still don't know
how to pronounce Atoma.
But he's going to see them.
I'll ask them.
You should, if you can go and ask them, can you say, is it Atoma, Atoma? It reminds me of Up and At Them. Up and At Them.
Up and At Them.
Up and At Them from The Simpsons.
Oh, my goodness.
The goggles do nothing. It's like a Fallout Boy.
yes, they're playing, so Dark Tranquility is playing at the Gramercy next month. They leave, it's April 21st. With Sowen,
who we just listened to.
We just listened to, and Persephone, which we have not listened to because I don't own any vinyl.
Well, when you go to the show, you'll have to get one.
I mean, that's the thing. I decided I'm not going to buy tons of metal vinyl so that I can bring it in here to play. I'm going to let, because I don't have where to put it. So we're just going to, eventually, we'll have heard all the metal I own.
Oh, that's true. you don't have anywhere to put it?
Not really.
You have a big house. Just build another house.
Well, if I got rid of a couple of guitars, I'd have
this,
a little...
This is like a so sad excuse right now for not buying vinyl. Lame. I just put everything in my shed. You should see my... my house is a mess.
Yeah.
It's just filled with stuff. There's just stacks of albums everywhere. Okay, we got one more. We're saving,
The heaviest.
The heaviest. Decapitated for last, right?
So bring it back Decapitated from Volume 1 of Metal Mondays with Paquette.
That's right.
We listened to some. I think maybe the first track that I made you listen to was Decapitated. So we're going back there because they have not gotten any worse. They're still awesome.
They have not gotten any worse. That's a good thing. They still don't have their heads, which is great. Okay, I'm going to play. What's the name of this?
Hello, Death.
Hello, Death. Well, probably, how long is this?
Oh.
We don't know. If it's less than 5 minutes or less than 6 minutes, we'll be back talking. If not, we won't be. We'll see. I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
We're listening.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's it for Heavy Metal Monday. Rock on. We'll be back, everyone. Rock and roll. It's now 9 o'clock. Enjoy the automation.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 Audience. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked.
It's those troubadours of traffic drama, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up or you're on the road again.